Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back, family. You're just in time for the Kinsmen. This is called Born Again. My name is the X-Man, and yes, this is Real Gospel.
Yeah. Woo! Come on. Feel like having some church today. Anybody remember the way you were before the Lord saved you? It's good to know your life will never be the same. I want to see you giving some Holy Ghost hand clapping right here. And help me encourage somebody else by telling them this. You are to be. You are to be. Y'all listen, I remember one day when I could have been living in sin. Jesus came, he came and took me in. I said he picked me up and he turned me all around. Then he placed my feet, placed it on the higher ground. Lord, you are to be, you are to be.
I want you to lift your voice and sing along with us.
Everybody clap those hands. Come on. Here.
Been born again.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have the one, the only Kevin and Zane from the group Kinsmen. My brothers, welcome to Real Gospel.
Yes, sir. What's going on, man?
Hey, God is good. God is showing favor. God is still yet in the blessing business. And I know he is because I've got you two with me today.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. We serve a faithful God, man.
Yeah, we do. So the first thing I want to know is the name Kinsmen. Talk to us about what your name means. I have a feeling that there's a story to this name. This has to be.
Well, the group consists, it's a family group, and so literally the name of our group just represents who we are. The group consists of four members, and so two are missing on this interview, but it consists of myself, Van, the other two members are Reggie and Keith, and we're all first cousins. Actually, me and Keith are brothers, but together we're all first cousins. So Kinsmen just represents that we're all blood related, and, you know, that's really what the name is all about.
Are y'all from the South?
Well, our parents are.
Okay,
Uh-huh. We're all born and raised in Chicago, Illinois.
Got you, because, you know, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, but my parents are from the South. My dad is from Alabama, Selma, and my mother is from Wilmington, North Carolina, that area. And so I only hear the word Ken whenever I go, what we call it, down South. So that's why I asked that question. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Isn't it great, though, to have, there's something about cousins. I know that you know, brothers are tight, but to have cousins, it's just another, you know, because I went to school for a period of time and I didn't have cousins in school with me, nor a brother or a sister. I was the oldest and my brother was 4 years behind me, but other people had cousins. And there was just something special about having your cousin around that just made, it was just different, you know? So, man.
This is Van. It kind of takes the place of friends.
Yeah,
you know, because
that's it,
like
right
a built-in
there.
Built-in friend.
That's it, right there. You're hitting it on the head. So, talk to me about how did the group come together? How did God bring? You know, what happened? How did y'all come to be?
Well, by us being family, and our parents, you know, it's just a large family as far as our parents, and so. As families always do, we always come together and gather together and in the basement of our late grandmother's house, just doing music. My dad, who was like the gospel version of Joe Jackson, he kind of saw our talents and us just always singing. And we started singing ever since we were like 4 and 5 years old and just really literally grew up together singing and, you know, just kind of make that progression together. And so we've been together a long time, and so when you see us sing, you kind of see that chemistry that we have. But yeah, we definitely started out just singing as kids.
You all play any instruments?
Yeah, two of the members play. Van plays the drums. He's actually an instructor, teaches music, and then my brother Keith plays bass. But all of us have been blessed to be able to write our songs and do production. And so we're definitely all involved in music.
Amen. Amen. You know, I just not too recently spoke with Dr. Feronda Williamson of the Chicago Mass Choir. You know, y'all know her?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. A tremendous person, tremendous woman of God. We talked a little bit about some of the issues that take place in our urban parts of the city of Chicago, which most, you know, it's always on the news because of the black-on-black crime. So how were you all able to, you know, what choices were you confronted with that you had to make in terms of peer pressure, getting caught up and being at the wrong place at the wrong time and making wrong decisions? And then, you know, being able to say, no, I'm going to focus on the things of God, you know, because there are people listening right now who might be faced with that problem. People who are in Chicago right now listening to this interview. What do you say to them?
Go ahead, Van.
Well, I would say actually what gave us an outlet is always important, okay? So basically, if a lot of kids now don't have a covering and an outlet, so what happens is when you don't have an outlet, the street tends to find you. And then you don't have a purpose. If you don't have a purpose, then you just go fall for anything. So I think the difference is back when we were coming up, between singing or playing in the church or sports, you got to stay active and do positive things. But the most important thing I said is to have a covering over you with your parents or uncle or whoever to kind of steer you. And a lot of our youth now don't have the guidance that we had.
Amen.
But I would piggyback on that and say for the youth today, I think you have to try to find some positivity somewhere. If you're in a household where that's not going on, which is very common in our day and time. I mean, we live in Chicago. Unfortunately, Chicago has a lot of publicity for the crime rate and stuff like that. But I can say that there are a lot of alternatives. If it's not in your home, find a local church, find somebody in school. You know what I'm saying? You gotta look, because there are positive influences around. Sometimes you just have to identify what it is, and then just grab hold to that. For us, it was music, and you know what I'm saying? I can't say that negative things didn't come our way and try to influence us to go other ways, but because we were so tight together and going to church and everything, we were able to hang on to that.
Amen. So how did you all get involved in creating music to get a record deal? What? Tell us that story.
Well, just doing a lot of singing in our local town, Chicago, and basically, to make a long story short, a door opened at one of the radio stations here in Chicago, one of the urban stations, actually, and they were doing a talent search, and we were able to be in that competition. We were like the only gospel group. Everyone else was secular, but God let our light shine, and we were able to win that competition. And we won our record deal through that, and basically we've been hitting it ever since.
Wow! So you mean to tell me that you all, people of God, entered a secular contest and came out victorious? That don't preach right there. I'm pretty sure. If that doesn't only preach, but those are testimonies that were probably going forth in so many different areas. And that is tremendous, though. That really is. So let's talk about the song Born Again. Did you all write it?
No, we didn't write it. It's a remake, but it's a song we've been singing for years. And, you know, one thing we kind of pride ourselves on is God has blessed us to really be versatile in gospel music. And so when our record comes out and we're looking forward to drop the first quarter, you're going to see, you know, we're calling it, our slang for it is just gospel gumbo music, which means you're going to get a little bit of everything. But this first song we thought was very fitting. It's quartet music, and we absolutely love quartet. Grew up on the Mighty Clouds of Joy and Canton Spirituals and going way back to the Soul Stirrers. And so we have that influence, part of us, and so it's a song that we used to sing, and it's really a song of celebration for the believer. But what I love about it is that we were able to flip it at the end and kind of put our vibe on it. So it's kind of old school meets new school. It's like it's a mixture of that.
Amen, yeah. Amen. So tell me some more about the CD project and what y'all are working on in terms of, because I love what y'all are doing. And I grew up listening to sort of, you know, the Mighty Clouds of Joy and the Canton Spirituals. And as a matter of fact, the Canton Spirituals are still, matter of fact, I think both groups are still putting out music today. They sort of have different members in, if I'm not mistaken, but they're still putting out music. They're still touring. Have you all had an opportunity to minister with them anywhere?
Yes. We were able to open up for the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And I think both of them.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So this CD project, talk to us about some of the things that we can expect from it. What can we expect? Some hand clapping, some toe tapping. You know what we gonna get?
Go ahead, Van.
Well, I think like my cousin Kevin said, it's a gospel gumbo. So you want to have some hand tapping. You want to make some songs that make you think. You know, about just, you know, life, vertical, you know, vertical worship as well as horizontal worship. Whereas we're talking unto God, but also about God for the unbeliever. And so we will have some ballads on there maybe, and quartet music, and then some, of course, some CCM. Got to have that. So just a smorgasbord of different types of, we want to cover all spectrums, basically.
Any testimony songs?
Oh, absolutely, man. That's what it's all about. Every song we write literally is our testimony. And so I think your testimony sometimes is the strongest message for people, just to help them realize that we all go through different situations, but we all must learn how to remain progressive, man, and seeking God's face. Even though you go through a situation, you still got to trust Him. And so it's definitely going to be the good news, and just an encouraging project to encourage the entire family. So your grandmama will be able to listen to it and like the music, mom and daddy, and then the kids will be able to turn up to it as well. So that's the goal.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think that, and this is not a knock against any what anybody's doing for the Lord, but in terms of different styles of music, do you think that some of today's gospel music does not put enough emphasis on Jesus and God? Do you think that it's sort of flowery? Some of it, and I'm going to go ahead and say some of it is, because I sit here, I get hundreds upon hundreds of songs in a month from all over the country, literally all over the world. And sometimes I can't tell if it's gospel or what it is. And sometimes I don't even hear God or Jesus in the song. But what's your take on, you know, you travel, you get an opportunity to see what's going on from a different perspective. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is Kevin. I think that people share their experiences through music. And so for me personally, I think that we're going to always try to make sure that we're pointing back to Christ, and then also that we're encouraging you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think necessarily, you know, it may be a person's intentions to stray away from Christ, but I think some people may just want to talk about everyday experiences, going through situations. I think Fred Hammond did a CD on love music, and I think that's very relevant in the church because, you know, God is love. And so I think that it's okay to share your experiences and talk about things as long as you just remain encouraging with it. I think the problem is when we start steering off and talking about things that are just negative and degrading our women and using, you know, vulgar language and things of that nature. But I think as long as you're able to encourage, you know, I'm cool with it. I'm okay with it.
All right. There it is. So as we begin to wrap up, I want to give you guys an opportunity to give a shout out to your churches and let people know the worship times and how to reach your church, just in case they're in the Chicago area.
Okay. Go ahead, Van.
Well, I actually serve over music at Believers Church in Madison, Illinois. And then my dad is a pastor, so I go and I serve there also, God's House of Love for Deliverance in Robbins, Illinois. So if you're in the area, you can always come by. We'd be glad to have you.
I serve as the Minister of Music, and I'm a member of Fellowship, Fellowship Chicago, Pastor Charles Jenkins. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm music director there. So we have multiple services on Sundays, 8 a.m., 10:15, and 12:30. So any one of those times, you can stop by, and we'll be happy to have you as well. That's on we're on the south side, 45th Place and Princeton Avenue.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Tell Pastor Charles Jenkins, the X-Man, said hi, and I'm supporting his music as well. Winning! So, yeah.
Got it.
How can the listeners find out more about you and your music? How can they reach you?
Yep, well, the single actually is available. We're directing everyone to our website, which is kinsmanmusic.com. That's K-I-N-S. menmusic.com. And so you go to that website, you can get all of our social media outlets, and you can remain connected, and you can also download the single. So if you get the website, you're in good hands.
Amen, amen. Well, the one and only Kevin and Zane of Kinsmen, and, you know, guys, I really appreciate the love that for, you know, just taking up the time of your busy day and your busy schedule to chat with us. I have a feeling that so many people are going to be blessed by what they have heard, and that they will definitely, no doubt, support your music ministry. And those people who are from Chicago, who will be in the Chicago area, don't be surprised if somebody drops in and says, you know, I heard you on the radio, I heard you on that Real Gospel program, and I just want to say that that's how I found you. So much continued success to each and every one of you all in your own individual lives, in your own personal economies, in your personal relationships, in your relationship with God. Also, as a group, continued success to each and every one of you. Kinsmen, thank you so, so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.